This is the Cold Soup Podcast. I am your host, Adam Hoag. This podcast is an audio companion to the music column I write for Providence Monthly that features the music and thoughts of each month's featured artist. You can read the column in Providence Monthly magazine at providenceonline.com or grab a copy at just about any local business in and around Providence. This month, we will be featuring the music of Nova One and the musings of Roz Roskin. Some albums have the striking quality of being a soundtrack. Each track, rather than being linked in any obvious sonic way or instead of fitting neatly into a motif, stands as a narration for something we cannot quite see, hints at movements in a moving picture. In the case of Create Myself, the second full-length LP from Nova One, Roz Roskin and friends embark on a tonal journey that plays cinematically across 11 tracks. It plays like Nova One scoring a creation up to now film that catalogs memories that we can't quite see. Starting from the ethereal sounds of Believe Me and moving into a very straightforward pop rock, solo-driven song, sing-along, chorus-worthy, Dangerous, Nova One brings opening credits to straight-up suburban bike ride to school, locker room and all montage of a track, with a full-on expected, predictable, beltable chorus that brings everyone together on the same team, up to speed and in full witness of a trip through the life and times of Roz.
I'm definitely a big pop music person, and I love a strong chorus or a catchy part. And one of my favorite parts of a strong pop song is the sing-songy quality of a chorus that really connects with people.
Along with Best Worst and Pick My Petals with that wonderful anthemic chorus, Nova One does not shy away from the anthems on this record, allowing the good, catchy guitar riff and vocal hook to have its day. While the earlier Nova One EP Secret Princess and LP Lovable delivered concise vibes and stylistic choices, this album seems to be Nova One spreading out more fully and comfortably into the big sounds and grandeur that only pop can really offer.
I would say experimentation is a big part of my creative process in order to serve each song properly. On this record, it was inspiring to be in the studio with Brad Krieger and James Parker at Big Nice. We got a chance to try things out, add more grit to guitars, just try out new sounds in general. They both have such amazing creative brains and are fun people to co-produce with.
Just leave me. You always leave me.
Juxtaposed to the anthemic montage pop, Nova One also takes quiet scene breaks featuring space. There's something uniquely stripped down about a solo electric guitar. That bare element sticks out in a ballad, like In Orbit, in which we are left with just Roz and the guitar, minus any sort of embellishment.
I think that there's an intimacy that is necessary for certain songs, especially a song like In Orbit. It's a song that I wrote about my grandfather, who died in 2020, and I wanted people to feel like they were sitting right next to me hearing that song.
Very crisp vocals on this record, lots of simple bass and drum-driven verses that allow the vocals to be intimately heard. The deeply personal lyrics feel more like a private conversation than a broadcast. The album feels like a diary left open in a public place or an overheard conversation. This album takes on more tones and shades than the previous Nova One releases that I feel stuck more to one general aesthetic vibe. Through the exploration of tones, sounds, and style throughout the course of the album, we can almost see Nova One recreating the start of something, a re-uncovering of the beginning, and setting that to a soundtrack that itself is uncovering new, different, and exciting sounds.
Part, I write thinking only about the songs themselves, and I think more about the live performance later, although I think that changes from song to song and album to album. I mostly write and arrange the songs and bring them to my friends to play on them, and then it's also really exciting to hear people that play in the band put their own style and spin on the songs.
Create Myself was recorded at Big Nice Studio, the same team that co-produced all the Nova One material thus far. The studio musicians on the record included Casey Belisle and Emily Dix Thomas. The record was released on Community Records, and you can find all upcoming show dates, music, and more at ilovenova1.com. You've been listening to the Cold Soup Podcast, a podcast dedicated to highlighting local Rhode Island musicians 1 month at a time. To learn more about the artist you just heard, you can read my music column in Providence Monthly, out now. Support an artist, listen to an album, go see a show. I'll see you next month.